This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our first special guest. He starred with Arnold Schwarzenegger in True Lies and hosted the best damn sports show, period. His latest project is The Hunt for the Trump Tapes. Please welcome Tom Arnold. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
I know that you're traveling right now doing stand-up.
Yeah, feeling it out, you know.
Yeah, and you started stand-up while you were at University of Iowa.
I did. I mean, my whole dream growing up was to get out of Ottumwa, not work at the... My grandpa worked at the meatpack plant for 50 years.
Okay.
You know, my dad worked there. And I worked there for three years to save money to go to the University of Iowa. And if you work at a meatpacking plant, especially on the kill floor, two things are for sure. One, you will get very drunk every night. And two, you'll have crazy dreams like you're best friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then you wake up and it's 4:45 a.m. and you realize, oh my God, I live in Ottumwa, Iowa. I work at the Hormel meatpacking plant. I would never even meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. Cut to 10 years later, you're best friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Your best friend is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, but I, you know, I saved money to go to the University of Iowa because I knew they had a student union with the stage.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, if I get on that stage, I could become a comic and then everybody will love me.
That's how it always starts.
And but no, I love it. I've been doing it since 1982 or 81, you know.
So your first comedy routine is a prop comedy routine.
It's an animal. Live
it's an animal.
Animal
live, it's Tom Arnold and the fabulous
Goldfish
Review.
Yes.
And what did you do in this review?
There was a comedian named Joel Hodgson. He created this thing called Mystery Science 2000 or 3000.
Yes!
And he came to Iowa City, and he was a great comic, and he performed, and I opened up for him. And he said, Tom, you need to be different than other comics. You need to have a hook. And I was in my house there on Gilbert, Iowa City, and I thought, I got to be different. I looked around my room, and there was a fish tank, and a goldfish tank. I said, I'm going to be the goldfish comic. And so I started using goldfish to do tricks and stunts. This is for real.
Yeah.
And one was a sword swallower, and one did an impression of the Pope. One rode a motorcycle through a ring of fire. And for real. As the act went on, I realized people actually care about goldfish. Like, you know, they're starting to get angry because bad things are happening to them. But after working at a meatpacking plant, you think, wow. But
you were like goldfish.
It was the goldfish 80s
too.
And did tricks and stunts and it was a fun act, you know. And but that's why I did it first. I realized, I got to be myself. Plus I was exactly like Joel Hodgson. I talked like him. And then when I moved to Minneapolis, you know, to start my career, he actually came and saw me and go, oh yeah, you're exactly like me. I go, I know. He goes, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, right, you can't be like that at all.
I didn't know.
Now, you start as a warm-up comic for the pilot episode of Roseanne in 1988.
Yeah, well, actually, first, she came to, in 1983, she came to Minneapolis to perform. She was a comic out of Denver, and she wasn't famous yet, but she was so funny.
Yeah.
And I opened up for her. You know, she was killer funny, and she said I was funny, which, by the way, if you want a guy to like you, we already know we're good looking, so but you tell us we're funny and we're forever. That's all.
Right.
And I said, do you want to go party? And then like 3 days later, we let the MC have her car back. And it was like, but then, you know, she said, do you want to write some jokes for me?
Sure.
I'm going to start going on TV. And I did. In 1985, she went on Johnny Carson and used some of the jokes I did, but she killed. Like she... So it was so funny. I remember being back in Minneapolis like, that's my friend. Look how amazing she is. And then she said, I'm going to have a sitcom. Will you write on it? And I said, absolutely, because I've been writing her material for her.
Sure.
And I knew her character. I came out in 1988 to write it. And I also was the audience warm-up on the pilot. I was the worst audience warm-up. Well, audience warm-up is a hard job.
Super hard.
Yeah, I was terrible. And so basically I worked my way up from audience. I was so bad at each job, I just eventually became executive producer.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
And you were also the character of Artie on the show.
And then lost it all one day. It was good.
So I'm just trying to think. So 92, you know, the show is doing amazing. It gets a Peabody. In 1994, 2 years later, you star in True Lies.
Well, thank God, because I got fired. Right. Here's the thing. April 1994, Roseanne files for divorce, and I lost my job the same day. I know it's a weird coincidence. And I remember And people unanimously were like, he has no talent. He rode a coattails. He'll be back in Iowa in 2 weeks. And I'm like, you know what? They're probably right. But you know what? I got the best stories ever for my grandkids because I got to work for 6 years on one of the best shows of television ever. I had the best experiences. I got to produce, write, act with the best actors for real.
Yeah.
And Jim Cameron and Arnold Schwarzenegger are like, F those people. True Lies is coming out in 2 months. Man, you're going to prove out. I'm like, oh, God, I wish I could believe that. But honest to God, thank God I had done that movie because it literally turned people in their tracks because I had done that film while we're filming my last year of Roseanne.
Yeah.
And it's one of those rare times where you just do something and it's that good.
Right. It's such a great movie. And purportedly James Cameron, who never lets anyone improv a line.
Right.
Let you ad lib.
Right.
Most of it?
Well, first of all, I had no idea how lucky I was to get that movie. And I had no idea that Jim Cameron went to bat for me with the studio. It was the most expensive movie ever made. And he had to go tell Fox Studios, hey, great news, we can start the movie because I found the guy. And they're like, that's great news, Jim. Who is it? Tom Arnold. Oh, no, that is, no, that's horrible news. And he had to say, okay, well, I'm taking the movie to Paramount. And I didn't know that. And when they screened the movie the first time, and they came Arnold Schwarzenegger, yay, Jamie Lee Curtis, yay, Tom Arnold, people booed. Like, booed. But by the end of the two-hour movie, they scored it. I was the favorite person in a two-hour movie. Because of James Cameron, because of Arnold Schwarzenegger allowing it, it changed people's perspective of me and a piece of art like that. Or being good, thank God I was good this one time. You know, and that's what something like that could do with genius filmmaker. So, boy, how lucky am I,
That's
right?
A great story.
So I assume every movie's going to be like that.
Of course.
And I've done 100 since, and it turns out none of them
are
like that.
It's special.
But I've been.
So now you are doing the show on Viceland called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes.
I am.
Is that, now, did Viceland come to you, or is this your idea?
Oh, well, they apparently saw my Twitter feed, which I don't recommend unless you're... But, you know, I'm living my life. You know, I'm a 59-year-old guy with a 5.5-year-old son and a 2.5-year-old daughter. And, you know, I'm not going to live forever. There's only so many times I can stand up for them and do something. And it turns out I know the guy that's the president. I've known him 30 years. I'm able to go, what the hell? In this moment, I feel I could do something for my kids. That's what I've been doing. And Viceland is like, oh, we see your Twitter feed. Hey, would you like to do a show? And I'm like, yeah, I'd love it. Hey, I'd love to have some cameras on this journey for a little while.
You know, on your show, because you know everybody in showbiz, you have a lot of interesting people on the show with you talking.
I mean,
a huge range. Judd Apatow's on it.
Yeah.
Maria Bamford is on it.
Oh, my gosh, she's amazing.
Duray McKesson, who we had on the show
recently. Oh, yeah, he's amazing, right?
So
he's got that one vest, too.
He's got the blue puffer vest.
He wears that vest a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
I love those guys. And, well, Maria Bamford, I have mental illness in common. I love her.
Yeah, she's
You know,
fantastic.
And she's, how much crap has she put up with? I mean, how many death threats? By the way, that's the thing. Ignore death threats from these guys. Ignore the threats of lawsuits. Ignore the threats of destroying your credibility. I have, honest to God, I have zero credibility. That's what they do. They try to destroy that. If you have none, it's amazing. It's amazing. I tell you. I'm not even kidding at all. I'm like, oh, yeah, that is that.
Tom, how would you like an Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Tom Arnold, before the show, we asked you, what would you like to play a game about? And you said that you're obsessed with sports comeback stories.
Because I had no hobbies. Yes, if I had hobbies.
So your game is called Everyone Loves a Comeback. And if you do well enough, listener Laura Langan from Minneapolis, Minnesota, is going to win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Okay, the biggest comeback in pro football happened in 1993. It was a playoff game known as the comeback. Who were the teams?
Was it Houston and was it Buffalo?
Yes, no. Okay. That's right. Buffalo Bills and Houston Oilers.
Houston Buffalo, yeah.
That's right.
That was crazy.
You can just guess this if you don't know. How many points were the Buffalo Bills losing by before they turned it around to win in overtime?
Was it 35? I don't know, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, 32. Yeah, that was great.
Oh, my God.
Well done. Okay, the biggest comeback in hockey, Stanley Cup playoffs, happened in 1982, known as the Miracle on Manchester. Do you know
that's got to be the Kings.
Yeah, and?
Nope. Well, oh, geez, Louise. Okay.
It was the Canadian team where Gretzky came from.
Okay, Edmonton. It has to be Edmonton. And the Oilers. And what was the...
Yeah, that's right. Edmonton
Oilers.
And the Los Angeles Kings. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there you go. Okay, thank you.
Okay, how many points were the Kings losing by in the third period before they turned it around to win in overtime?
I'm going to say the crazy 7. That's insane.
Very close. 5.
Okay, well, 5's, yeah, that's insane. I'm just guessing because of a...
Yeah, they were losing 0-5 at the beginning of the third period. The final score was 6-5.
I know, that's amazing.
Okay, I got a couple more for you. During the 2004 baseball postseason, a team came back from a 3-game...
Boston Red Sox!
That's right. You were so excited, you actually leapt from your stool.
Okay.
That was the biggest comeback in...
In the world. It was impossible they did that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Here's your final question. Who stars in the HBO series The Comeback?
Oh, my God. Lisa Kudrow,
that's
who I love,
right, yes.
Who played my wife in Happy Endings. I love her.
So that's right.
How great is that show?
It's so funny.
It's a fact.
That's awesome.
All right.
Okay, congratulations, Tom.
Hello.
You and Laura Langan won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes. You did it for Laura.
That's amazing.
The Hunt for the Trump Tapes with Tom Arnold airs on Viceland.
It does. Really hard to find, apparently.
You can watch. It's all hard to find. Give it up for Tom Arnold,
thank you,
everybody.
Guys.
Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.